What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show with Coach Scott Nagy here with me. So they don't know it's Lukey's now. He's moving on from Wright State. Coach, how liking Carbondale so far, Coach?
It's been great. The people, you know, have been super friendly and welcoming. And of course, I haven't coached a game yet, so we'll see how that goes. I know how it works, but you know, it's nice to be kind of back in an area where you're kind of a big fish in a small sea.
No doubt. And Coach, for you, what about when you're talking to this job, reached out to you about this job at Southern Illinois Carbondale here, and what about the university reached out to you to decide for your family to move on from Wright State after 8 successful years there?
Well, I wasn't looking for a job. You know, they reached out to me. I was in a spot where, you know, I was pretty comfortable. Knew how to win there. Our whole family was there, kids, grandkids, all that. And so they reached out to me, and you know, probably one of the biggest factors was just, you know, my AD at Wright State, Bob Grant, retired after the season. And he was honestly a big reason why it was such a good job. I felt like I had a great relationship with him. Not that I didn't with the other person that took over, but it just got to a point where I kind of felt like I had done everything that I could possibly do at Wright State. And so when this opportunity came along, even though I wasn't looking, you know, my wife and I took a look at it, and it was a hard decision for us because we're leaving our family back in Dayton. But, you know, we just felt like it was the right time for us to go, you know, just a new start, new energy. And, you know, like I said, you know, when I was at South Dakota State, we were kind of a big fish in a small sea. And then going to Dayton, you're kind of a, you know, a small fish in a big sea in terms of all the schools that are around you. And then coming back to Southern Illinois, which Jamie and I are both from Illinois. She's from Decatur. I'm from Champaign. We met at the University of Illinois when I was in grad school. So Illinois has been our home for a long time. And so to come back here, we were very excited.
And coach, you said it right, coach. At Wright State, 162-92 in 8 seasons, 8 winning seasons. So that's hard doing college basketball, where every year you have a winning season in the Horizon League, where you have to buy games and play, get ball and play on the road and those kind of things, non-conference schedules. So talk about the success you all had in the Horizon League, 8 years of winning season, which is hard doing this business. And you know, coach, being as long as you have, and just knowing, hey, that you left that place better than you found it.
Yeah, and I think that we did, and the great part about it was my assistant Clint Sargent got the job, and they, because of the way we recruit and how, I think we do a pretty good job of retaining kids even in today's climate. Wright State's going to have a tremendous basketball team this year, and so yeah, I feel like we did leave it better than we found it when we first got there. We really struggled to recruit Ohio kids, and by the time I left, almost our entire team was from Ohio. So, we feel like we made some really good inroads in how people viewed the university and our basketball program.
And Coach Nagy, for you, did you envision being in coaching this long and almost have 600 wins? You're 5-7-7 right now. You're close to 600 wins. That's something you ever dreamed about when you got the coach? You had this many wins, almost can win over 600 games. Coaching college basketball was one of the hardest businesses to stay in, as long as you have.
Oh, I mean, I've been very fortunate to coach a lot of good players. And, my big saying is I'm a good coach when I have good players, and I'm not a good coach when I don't. And, in terms of envisioning it, no, I think it's hard to have a feel for what you can do. When I took the head job at South Dakota State, I was 28, and that was obviously very early. To be a head coach. And so I was just happy to have the opportunity. My biggest fear was screwing that up and having no place to go up from there. And, I think God has been very gracious to me and, allowed me to coach this long as a head coach. To have, not been fired as a head coach is unusual, having coached this long. Because I've just in my own family, my dad and so many of my friends, that have had to deal with that. And so, and the other thing is just not bouncing around a lot either. Having only, coached 29 years and having only been at two schools, I think is good. Now we're starting our third.
No doubt. And coach, the Valley is one of the toughest, maybe major conferences in America. And as you start to watch film on your opponents, kind of looking at this later Atlanta League, how excited are you to be a part of a league has such rich history, such great schools, such great competition, and just the quality of basketball is one of a kind?
Yeah, it's great. And Southern Illinois has the most Valley championships of any school in the Valley. And obviously some schools have come in and some have left, but Southern Illinois has been a big part of it for, such a long time and has just a rich tradition. We want to be able to bring that back. It's a lot different league than the Horizon. Horizon is probably more of an offensive league. And I would say this league is more of a defensive, grinded out league. And so it'll be interesting, to see how it fits in to what the league looks like. And we'll probably play a little differently than most teams in terms of the pace of play, those kind of things. But we know we're going to have to be great defensively just to even compete.
And, coach, for you, with being in the Valley, how do you approach scheduling now, not having to be bought so much, and then that you can buy some now, non-conference-wise, or mixing those MTEs as well, trying to get quality home and homes now, being at a school such as Southern Illinois, knowing that the tradition you all have and the great home court advantage you all have?
Yeah, the scheduling is not a lot different. I mean, even when we were at Wright State and South Dakota State, we really struggled to schedule, even to get bought. We had a hard time getting bought. Because obviously those teams, if they're going to pay you that much money, they want to be able to win. And we won enough of those games where it made it very difficult for us to get bought. We did the same thing at Wright State. But it's I would say of all the things we do, that scheduling may be the most difficult thing we do because of the success we've had. And, at this level, we don't get to play as many home games as the high majors do. We can't buy as many games as they do. And so you've got to find home and homes. And it's hard to find those because you're going to end up playing other really good teams as well, because nobody else wants to play those games. And so It really is not a lot different than what we did at South Dakota State or Wright State in terms of how difficult it is for us to get that scheduled up.
100%, Coach. And Coach, for you now with NIL and transfer portal, how has it changed the way you vet a young man or recruit a young man to really know if he's in it for the right reason or he just wants some money to play for you? Because I know for me, I'm about the passion of the game still, not so much the money piece of it. So how does that work now, having to deal with guys even more than ever, having outside forces pushing them to ask for money when they want to come play for you rather than do the I fit Coach Nagy style, but how much can you pay me now?
It's changed the game a lot. The game used to be a lot more relational, and now it's much more transactional in terms of what can you give me. Very few people are coming in going, hey, what can we do for you? It almost is like, if you're going to get a really good player, like they're doing you a favor. And I have really no interest in a young man thinking he's doing me a favor by coming here. I think that we're still trying to do it old school. We would still like to stay out of the portal if we could, because I know if we get in the portal, it's probably going to be very expensive. I'm not crazy about the whole system and how it works, but I'm also not going to bury my head in the sand and say that NIL is not important, because I know that it is. I think that people want to feel like they're appreciated. You can't blame really the young men for what they're doing. It's the culture that we're in now. I think kids are more entitled, but I don't blame them. I think it's the culture they came up in, and a lot of them, if they were any good at basketball from a young age, everybody kind of took care of them. And so it that's why I don't blame them. But if they're going to come here, we're not going to allow them to be entitled, no matter what we're doing with them on the NIL side. And our goal really is, once they get here as freshmen, we want them to stay. And know that when they stay and they have success, that NIL wise, we'll be able to take very good care of them. But if they just want more, it doesn't matter where you go. I don't care what level you go. If you want to leave and chase more, you can do that. There's always more out there. Somebody always has more. And if that's what they want, then they're not going to be a good fit for us. And I would tell them not to come here. Just don't come here if you're going to leave. It used to be that young men would leave if things weren't going the way they wanted. Now they're leaving when they're getting everything they want. They have good relationships. The basketball system fits them, and they go home, and you have agents contacting them and telling them they can get them this. And so there's a lot more pressure on the young men today than there used to be in terms of those kind of things. And I think it takes a young man that's very grounded, in his character and his values, to be able to say no to those kind of things when you have agents reaching out saying we can get you this, even though it's not a guarantee. I think, we're looking for guys that want more, that want relationships, that want a home, a place where they can develop roots. And when they are done playing, when they leave here, whether they continue to play or they leave here and they go on into the work world, this will always be home for them, instead of bouncing around. Because the kids that bounce around have no home once they're
No
done.
doubt.
And I think that's important for them. And so I think this whole college culture that we have now, the environment, I don't think is good for the young men. I just don't. I think anytime it's just about money, no matter what it is, I don't think that's a good decision, just to make the decision based on that. But now you're dealing with guys whose brains aren't even fully developed. My wife reminds me all the time that their brains aren't fully developed till they're 25. And some of these guys are getting, quite a bit of money. And the one thing I know about money is, whoever you are before you get it, you're going to be more of that after you get it. So if your character's good, if you're generous before you get the money, you're going to be more generous. You're going to be, but if your character's no good, it's going to make you worse, and you're going to make worse decisions, because money just gives you the freedom to do even worse things. And so, I think it's really, really hard when these guys' brains aren't even fully developed to be handing them this much money. And so, we know it's important, but we also have to work it into our values. And so I think it's a very delicate balancing act, for sure.
Coach Nagy, seeing your career, seeing your resume, if I'm a young man, I want to play for you because so many of your players have went to go play pro ball for many years and make money. And I feel like sometimes coaches, is immediate gratification of the quick dollar, not thinking about the long-term dollar, the big picture. And these young men, like you said, they're not fully developed yet. They don't quite see the long game that I would see. Is that playing for you, developing in your system, I can make money, a lot, much, much more money overseas or in the NBA or wherever I want to play it, because I've been trained the right way how to play basketball without now marketable as a player.
Yeah. And I think what most people, what they see are, the guy that transfers and transfers up and gets paid and he's successful. Did I lose you?
I'm your coach.
Okay. So, somehow my camera went off, but that's fine. And so, but what most people don't see are the 90% of the guys who end up in a worse basketball situation. And it just, they end up maybe getting paid more, but they end up in a situation basketball wise where they're not happy. And if they would stay where they are, where they're comfortable, where they can develop, and like you say, in our system, if you're a good offensive player, you like to play for me because I give you the freedom to go and do those things as long as you'll guard and do the things that we ask you to do. But I'm a pretty free offensive guy. And so you have a chance to really develop and show what you can do offensively. If you play for me, you leave us, you may put yourself in a worse basketball situation. Like you say, what most people don't look at is the long term. If I leave a school and go somewhere else, how will it impact me in my professional career?
100%, coach. And coach, for you, this summer, having a whole new roster for the most part, new guys coaching, how much did you focus on team activity versus trying to develop them as players and individuals? Because I know it's tricky in trying to mesh a team together who's all new guys together and you're a new head coach in the situation to try to, put it in your system or versus developing them a little bit.
Yeah, not only my coaching 14 guys that I've never coached before, but I also only have one coach from my previous staff. And so I have a whole new coaching staff too. And so a lot of what we did were more team activities just so that they could get an idea and have a good overview of what's expected of them, what our offense looks like, what our defense looks like. And then we came back in behind it and, are trying to do more of the individual work now. But most of the summer was spent with team activities. We're trying to, like I say, kind of do it in terms of the teaching. It's the whole theory. And so we're kind of back into the part of it. We've done the whole, we're back to the part, and then we'll get to the whole again.
That's one for your coach. You kind of mentioned your coaching staff. Is a young man on your staff I know very well, and Darion Reddick of Chinsky State. Talk about his development as a coach, going from a player that's so young, getting the coaching as he is right now, and how much a hard worker he is, how happy you are having him on your staff, and what you're looking forward to him developing as a coach underneath your tutelage.
Yeah, and I didn't, when I interviewed Darion, I didn't know him at all, but was, and really I was doing. You just kind of go through, and some of the interviews you have, you might be doing somebody a favor. But after meeting Darion, I was so impressed with him and, so excited to be able to get him on the staff. It's amazing how many players he knows, how hard he works, just how plugged in he is to not only a high school level and not just this area, but many areas. But he's also plugged into junior college and just other schools as well. He just knows a lot of people. He works hard. It's nice to have a guy that's not married, doesn't have kids, and really it's kind of his whole life. So I've been super pleased to have him on the staff. I think he does a great job.
Yeah, I'm happy because I remember him playing at Tennessee State for Coach Ford and talking to him as a player, man, seeing his growth, man. I'm happy to see him grow the way he has, man. And I'm happy he's on your staff, Coach Nagy, and I look forward to seeing you guys at hopefully Belmont or Evansville this year, man. If the schedule works out good for me when y'all release it, I hope to see you, Coach. And I'll be cheering for you guys as always. Always enjoy our chats, Coach Nagy. It's always fun to talk to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. You be safe, man.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.